Manu Patra alerts dated the 4th of July 2018. Supreme Court has said that Lieutenant Governor of Delhi is bound by the aid and advice of Council of Ministers of Delhi Government. Supreme Court has said that Lieutenant Governor Anil Baijal will contact in a mechanical manner and refer all decisions of the Council of Ministers to President of India. Supreme Court has said that mob lynching is a crime no matter what the motive is and added that it is a law and order issue that is the responsibility of state governments. Supreme Court has held that engagement of an advocate as an assistant government pleader is a professional engagement and the relationship between state and that of assistant government pleader is that of a lawyer and client and not of master and servant. Supreme Court has restrained all states from appointing Director General of Police, DGP, in an acting capacity, observing that such a concept is not perceptible on any analysis of its 2006 judgment in Prakash Singh's case. Supreme Court has refused to stay Reserve Bank of India's circular that virtually banned banks and financial institutions from providing services to any individual or business dealing in digital currencies. Supreme Court has pulled up Lata Rajinikant for not complying with its order and her undertaking to repay the outstanding amount of 6.2 crore rupees to an advertising agency. Supreme Court has rejected a plea seeking Special Investigation Team, SIT, probe into the Nirav Modi PNB scam case. Bombay High Court has asked the state government to submit details of survey carried out by Public Works Department, indicating the toll collected on Mumbai-Pune Expressway from 2004 till date. Madras High Court has observed that political parties that sympathize with students who attempt or commit suicide over failure to get medical seats can adopt meritorious students of poor economic background who cannot afford the fees and help them pursue education. Delhi High Court has held the office bearers of Jawaharlal Nehru University, JNU, Students' Union guilty of contempt of court for holding protest within 100 meters radius of the administrative block. Delhi High Court has put on hold its single judge's order directing the centre to extend till 2030 its production sharing contract with the Vedant Limited and ONGC to produce oil from a Rajasthan block. Delhi High Court has extended the interim protection from arrest granted to former Union Minister P. Chidambaram in INX media corruption case till the 1st of August. Madhya Pradesh High Court has upheld the imposition of VJT on composite rent under the Value Added Tax Act, 2002. Kerala High Court has held no deduction under Rule 9B of Income Tax Rules, 1962 is allowed in absence of commercial exploitation of feature films. Kerala High Court has observed that it cannot be said that contribution of the corporate to the coffers of political parties will have any bearing on how voters exercise their franchise, in favour of one party or the other. Maharashtra government has notified that no e-way bill shall be required to be generated for the intra-state movement and state of Maharashtra.